Live and Lansing with Michael Cohen. This is More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
And we are back. Michael Cohen, producer James Platy. Well, Santorum is out, and now the Republican presidential nomination is Mitt Romney's for the taking. So let's try to figure out what happens next. Michael Traugott is a University of Michigan professor of communication studies and a senior research scientist at the ISR Center for Political Studies. He joins us now. Michael, thanks for coming on the program this evening.
Good to be with you, Michael.
So with Santorum getting out there, there was this building pressure on him. Do you think that his remaining in the race was really doing that much damage to Mitt Romney's campaign?
Well, with regard to the strategy for a general election campaign, his continued appearance, as well as that of Newt Gingrich, was forcing Romney to take positions farther and farther to the right. That is, with regard to the, you know, central position of the American electorate. That was fine for the Republican primaries, but it is going to hurt him still in the general.
Well, you know, he got called out as being the etch-a-sketch candidate, the guy that kind of can reformat his entire stance on, I guess, any given issue. Do you think that's a fair charge, even though it was essentially brought by his own campaign worker? Do you think that's a fair charge? Do you think that affects how Americans will view him?
Well, whether or not Americans take that image to heart will depend upon where Romney ends up standing on a variety of issues as we go into the campaign for November. He undoubtedly altered in a fairly systematic way, that is, towards the more conservative side, a number of positions that he had espoused earlier in his political career. So there's no question that he moved to the right. The etch-a-sketch comment has to do with whether or not he could reset his campaign and moderate some of those positions in his campaign against Barack Obama. And the Democratic campaign machinery is not going to allow him to do that without paying a penalty.
Well, in terms of the issues, obviously the main one right now and maybe moving ahead will be health care, especially if the Supreme Court does say the Affordable Care Act is constitutional. Republicans are insisting that the Massachusetts plan is dramatically different than Obama's health care plan. Do you think that is, in fact, the case? And will Mitt Romney be arguing that himself?
Well, I'm not an expert on, you know, the details of both pieces of law, but they are very similar, and the Obama campaign is prepared to make the argument that the president consulted with people who worked for Mitt Romney in Massachusetts in the design of the national law. So I think that one relative weakness of the Romney candidacy is that the Republicans will have less leverage on health care.
Okay, putting that aside, by the way, I'm talking to Michael Traugott. He's the University of Michigan professor of communication studies and a senior research scientist at the ISR Center for Political Studies. What do you think Mitt Romney's greatest challenge will be going up against President Obama? And do you think it's likely that he could very well win here?
I think his greatest challenge is the way that he's had to alter some of his earlier positions with regard to women's health care. For a long time in the American political system, women have been a majority of the electorate, and they have also recently voted at a higher rate than men. So that's what brought about what we have seen in some elections as the gender gap, the difference in the support of Democratic and Republican candidates by men and women.
Well, in fact, he's far behind President Obama right now when it comes to women voters. He will have to focus on that. How do you think he can go about changing that number?
Well, he has a couple of statistical arguments, almost gimmicks, that he's beginning to make. But I don't believe that they will be enough to overcome the fact that he once held a position that was pro-choice, and now he has adopted a position that's pro-life. he's begun to argue that the downturn in the economy and what he calls the president's ineffective plan for resuscitating the economy has cost women more jobs than men. This is a kind of a statistical artifact depending upon when you look at the time series of job losses and job gains. But this is the kind of argument outside of women's health issues that he's going to have to try to make and to hope that the will take hold in the public in order to overcome his disadvantage on health care.
You don't sound like you're very hopeful for his likelihood of winning.
Well, the big elephant in the room, not the Republican elephant, but the problem that the president has to deal with is the economy and the rate of recovery. And I don't think that the Republican pool of candidates was very strong during the primaries. And the main argument that Mitt Romney will make is that he's an experienced businessman. He knows about economics and about management, and that he can do a better job there than the president.
You think that'll stick?
Well, I think that's his best shot. But the primaries were very bruising, and they have created a lot of fodder for Democratic commercials.
Okay, well, one last thing, about a minute left. Now, you know, a new Epic MRA poll came out, shows that Romney's numbers are closing in on President Obama here in Michigan. What do you think his chances are here in Michigan and actually winning the state?
Well, I don't think his chances are very good because, again, of the primary campaign that was held in the state and the fact that all of the Republican candidates said that they had they were opposed to the bailout, the fact that Romney made a claim in Wisconsin that his father had moved jobs from a plant in Michigan to a plant in Wisconsin. Well, these are the kind of things that will come back to haunt him.
I see. Well, see, certainly not very not a very nice thing to say about our state, and we'll see if how long our memory is here. Michael Traugott, a University of Michigan professor of communications, or communication studies, that is, and a senior research scientist at the ISR Center for Political Studies. Michael, thank you very much for joining us this evening.
Good to chat, Michael.
Hey.